Tom Wren is on the line. He's about to join us. Just before Tom updates on everything going on at the Australian Open, just want to let you know that in the girls' singles, there's a young South Australian girl called Charlotte Kempinars Pox. She has just won through to the third round.
Oh, fantastic.
She beat Sarah Sato from Japan today, and I imagine Tom won't even be aware of that because I know he's been on air for the Medvedev match. So she now's through to the third round. She'll play Teresa Valentova, who's from the Czech Republic. So that's a great story, little South Australian youngster.
Yeah, fantastic.
I think she won a qualifying match to try and get into the Adelaide International and then didn't go any further. She won one and missed the second round.
So how far has she gone here?
Well, she's in the third round now of the girls' singles. So
how
this is the junior girls' singles.
Yeah.
So good on little Charlotte.
Well done.
She's done very, very well. As I bring in a great friend of this program, a great friend of us, KG.
He's a great bloke.
Tommy Wren, welcome to Sports Day.
Thanks, boys. that is a fantastic result. Big rap. I've got to live up to it now, fellas. But, another fantastic day of action over here, which I'm sure we'll sink our teeth into. But great to hear some locals doing well at the AO.
Daniil Medvedev hung on against a very tough American opponent, Maxime Krejci, the serve volley specialist. It's a bit like the old Patrick Rafter days, isn't it, Rennie? What was it like, that match on court?
You don't see it much these days, boys, anymore, that classic serve volleyer. And look, Krejci's world number 70, that won't be the case for long. He's going to climb up the rankings. I'll tell you what, Medvedev gave us the full gamut of emotions today. From the first set, he won 6-2. That was comfortable. Kind of what we expected. After that, we did not get a break of serve until 5-all in the fourth set.
Mm.
And Medvedev just could not break him down. Won the second set himself, but then lost the third in a tie break. And he was frustrated, Hooky. He thought he was going to be off court in an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Took him 3.5, and there were some explosions out there. At one point, he was heard to say, "This is the unluckiest day of my life," but it was in that beautiful, colourful Russian accent. "This is the unluckiest day of my life." And, you know, like, it was absolute theatre out there. And look, Krejci, to his credit, stuck to his guns. But in the end, finally, Medvedev broke him down in that fourth set.
Can I just ask, Rennie, has there been a lot of the suing that clearly upset Medvedev when he took on Nick Kyrgios in the second round? Has that been ongoing at the Australian Open? And in particular, did that affect Daniil?
Not today. Didn't really hear too many of those calls. But, Hooky, you're right. Because he was playing an underdog, and Australian crowds generally cheer for the underdog, they were, I would say, 80 to 90% behind Krejci. So there's a little bit of that, but he plays up to it as well. I mean, you've seen him be the villain at the US Open before, the other night with Kyrgios. I think he's a very, very entertaining character, and sport needs characters. It needs villains. I'm not necessarily sure he's a villain, but he's great entertainment out there on court, and he played up to it today. He got really angry with the chair umpire because Krejci was taking time between points, but he wouldn't start the clock until 4 or 5 seconds after the previous point. And Medvedev blew up when he didn't, you know, give him a time violation. It was sensational. He was doing all our work for us. It was great. I didn't have to do anything out there.
Tommy, I'm surprised that he did. And I didn't see the match. I was here. But I was surprised because when he was playing Kyrgios, he had every right to get upset or angry or have a crack at the chair umpire, but he was so cool, calm and collected. Yet today, according to you, Tommy, he's thrown a wobbly.
And maybe because, KG, it is stifling hot over here. Yep. I know you've had some rain back in Adelaide, and we're expecting that later in the week here, but I think there was a little bit of that. And I think also the fact, KG, maybe the other night he knew that he was going to get a hostile crowd.
Correct.
Today, I think he was expecting a quick match, get off court, prepare for the next one.
Yep.
He didn't get it. You know, he was forced to grind it out in the blazing sun, and it was humid today. I mean, you don't expect humidity in Melbourne, but I'm telling you, fellas, it's oppressive today. So I think just that, having to grind it out, a couple of calls going against him. He got there in the end, but it took... I'll be fascinated to see how much energy it takes out of him moving forward for the rest of the tournament.
Rennie, you probably haven't seen it, but Alex de Minaur has lost the opening set to Jannik Sinner and is down a break in the second set. So he's probably going to do it tough from there. I think he might be on Margaret Court Arena at the moment. The big game tonight will be Stefanos Tsitsipas will play Taylor Fritz. That's a really fascinating game, Tommy.
It is. And look, Tsitsipas is a player that knows how to go deep here. It was probably his breakthrough Grand Slam, I thought, Hooky, in 2019 when he made the quarterfinal. Made it again last year, French Open finalist last year, got a huge support crew. I mean, we've got a large Greek population that live in Melbourne. So he's a bit of a crowd favourite, Tsitsipas, and with no Djokovic, no Federer, he's one of the massive favourites here. So, that look, I expect that he'll move through there. He might have to work hard for it, but he's a player that when he hits his groove, his shot-making, it's top class. He's in that very, very top echelon. So I expect he'll go through to a quarterfinal here tonight.
Tommy, what about Ash Barty? Have you seen her play better tennis than she's playing right at this moment?
Well, I've got to apologise, Cage. I think I spoke to you yesterday.
Yep,
and
you did.
I thought she'd get pushed to three.
Yep.
I mean, Anna Samova, for me, played the match of the tournament so far against Osaka in the third round, but she was just no match.
No.
She's just absorbing all this pressure, and you just hope it keeps going. She's got three more matches to go now, Cage, and she looks every bit the player at the moment to reach a final. She'd be the first finalist since Wendy Turnbull in 1980. We haven't had a Grand Slam winner on the women's side.
That's a long time, Tommy.
It's too long, KG. So, I mean, she's playing the right way. She just lets all that expectation wash over her. She's a massive chance to do it, and the seeds are falling left, right, and centre. We had another one today with Simona Halep.
Yes.
So, look, there's no reason why she can't do it.
Rennie, thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate your company on Sports Day. We'll catch you later in the week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, boys.
Thanks.